Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Hump Day. Eddie Ift is coming up at 8 o'clock. And right now it's time for...
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Odyssey.
Hello,
that's
Odyssey.
Right. Our parent company, Entercom, is now called Odyssey. Don't worry, we're not going anywhere. It's the same great content, just a different name. Mm-hmm. If you've already had the radio.com app, it will automatically update to Odyssey. And if
Easy.
You don't have it, go get the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
It's free, and you can listen to us all day long.
And they have big plans for it, so it's already great, and it's just going to keep getting better.
Just wait till you hear. Holy.
Huge.
Huge. It's going to be huge.
So, Odyssey app. Check it out. Here's what's happening. It's a perfect morning.
Mm.
Think about that. It's perfect out. The sun is coming up. We're going to have a bright blue sky today. The sun will be out. The weather will be in the 70s and in some places low 80s.
Mm.
It's going to be sunny and warm and perfect. So rip it up out there today.
Will do, Vin.
NCAA basketball is now Final Four for both men and women. Stanford made it through.
Oh, boy.
Go Stanford women! Here's what we're looking at. On Friday, April 2nd, South Carolina will play Stanford at 3 o'clock. Arizona will play UConn at 6:30. That is the women's Final Four. For the men, the Final Four is on Saturday. That's Houston versus Baylor at 2. And representing the only team left from the Pac-12, which is what we're part of, is UCLA. And they'll play the undefeated Gonzaga. So Gonzaga is trying to make it all the way through undefeated.
So their whole season they were undefeated too?
That's the whole season. So
incredible.
It's a pretty big feat. And that game's at 5:30. So it's hard to say go UCLA because we're Northern California and there's a rivalry.
Yeah.
And yet you want to see that undefeated team go down, don't you?
No.
What?
I actually love to see people get undefeated seasons. I want Gonzaga to win.
Oh,
sorry.
My God.
And I know a lot of people who went to UCLA, too. I'm sure they're like, arr, arr, arr. You know,
how
that'd be fun. That'd be fun.
Anyway,
you know?
That game is on Saturday at 5:30. Should be fun. And that, again, is NCAA. It's March Madness Final Fours. It's
right.
Coming up Friday and
so
Saturday.
They've got two more games to win, and then they would go undefeated for their whole season.
Yep.
Incredible.
Yes. Wait, is it three more?
Two more. Tonight.
Two more, okay.
Saturday and then the finals. Right?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so from the Mercury News this morning.
Okay.
Here is a list of what's available to you in the coming weeks/months in terms of entertainment. Six Flags Magic Mountain. This one in particular is Valencia. That opens on April 1st. Legoland, Carlsbad, April 1st. Six Flags Discovery Kingdom in Vallejo, April 1st. These are all opening up this week. Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk, April 1st.
Nice.
Let's see here. Universal Studios.
That's huge. It's like tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes.
Crazy.
Yep. Disneyland is opening at the end of April, so that's April 30th. Disneyland California Adventure, same April 30th. Knott's Berry Farm is looking like the rides will be back in May.
Okay.
Right now you can go there and eat and, I guess, get jams and jellies.
Berry
or whatever.
Yeah.
That's their thing.
Mm-hmm.
California's Great American Santa Clara opens May 22nd. And more. And you know what? There's a whole list at the Mercury News. I can even have Bryn post this to the Sarah and Vinny page, but they've put it all in one spot for you. So I know our neighbors just planned a trip to Hawaii. We've got one planned for November. It's sort of like right now is the time to go. Where are we going to put our money and our energy in terms of getting the hell out of here?
Isn't it? And it's actually kind of fun to make some plans. Are these in this article that you're citing, are they talking about these individual places, like what the, will you have to make reservations? Are there going to be limited tickets? Is it all in the story?
You can get details at each individual spot. They have a read more. And so you click on that and it'll tell you the details of each location. So there is a way to get more info. I'm just not going to go through that all
here. Yeah, of course, right.
I know everybody's desperate. I know it. You know, if you've been around anybody.
Give me some fun.
Give me some fun.
Give me something different. Just something different than what I've been doing.
Right.
Stir crazy. Cabin fever.
So, yeah, I mean, our trip in November that's planned, we are just frothing.
I'll bet.
For it. And it feels so far away, but it also feels like we were smart to be safe. And then as we're sitting here thinking about November, our neighbors go, oh, we're going next week. And what? Dang it!
Well, but, they'll be back and back to the drudgery of life, and you'll still have that to look forward
to. No, it's good. It's good for them. We're being careful because we are not all vaccinated, and you know it's still pretty real around here.
Yes, it is.
Speaking of the vaccines, here's a couple pieces of info you might need as it's about to open wide. So 50 and up can start getting their vaccines tomorrow. 16 and up can start getting their vaccines on the 15th. It's a good time to get that done.
Yep.
Let's head into summer like strong and ready for this.
Yes, let's do.
It would be great to have a great summer, wouldn't it?
It really, really would. Just
one
to feel
of the things that's slightly controversial, it's been going around. I know there's misinformation all over. They say you can take over-the-counter medications like Advil or Tylenol after your shot to help you with pain, but they say specifically do not take it before your shot. It can interfere with your immune response. So for those of you who are like, I'll get out in front of this. I don't want no pain. I don't want no discomfort. I get that, but you're screwing up possibly the effectiveness of your vaccine.
Right.
So wait till after.
How are you feeling, Nicole?
My arm's killing me.
It is?
Aww. Yeah.
So you got your second of two shots yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, I just laid in bed for most of the day because I had nothing else to do. And I did take Tylenol at least 2 hours after just because I was paranoid. And I didn't sleep on it. So I was like, I'll be fine. And then I woke up this morning and I went to grab my phone. And it's this arm. And I went, oh my God, it's so sore. So when I reached to go like this, like to give you the 10-second mark, I'm like, oh my God.
She usually hovers her finger there until the 10-second thing.
Like,
But you're not feeling any temperature? There's no negative response yet?
No, I feel a little tired, but just that could be because I got up at 3 in the morning.
That could be.
That's quite possible.
Yeah, but yeah, my arm's killing me this time compared to the first.
On the list with, you know, it's okay to do it after, but don't get wasted before you get your shot. They say, don't
show up drunk, huh?
Too much alcohol can weaken your immune system in general, but there's no evidence that it affects the vaccine or how well it works. So you can get loaded after you've gotten your vaccine if you need to.
My arm hurts so bad. I need a drink.
Specifically, they say do not get a tattoo or piercing before, right after your shot. They say it creates an immune system response, tattoo does. Tattoos are basically a giant wound.
Right.
And you have to treat them like that. And so they say do not get that anywhere around your vaccine. So cancel your tattoo appointment. not your vaccine.
You were going to get
the tattooers.
The insertion point circled with a little I. I've been vaccinated.
Speaking of that, they say on this list, don't lose your vaccine card. Mm-hmm. We may have to get updates and we may have to show that places we're going. So this is something they're saying. Be very careful with your vaccine card.
But also don't laminate it because it needs to have things on it later.
There may be additions. Exactly right. Also, drink lots of water.
Yeah.
And don't push yourself to exercise. I know you're, you know, training to be Mr. or Mrs. Olympia, but honestly, they say
you
want
take it
to
easy.
Let your immune system do its thing and give your body the rest it needs after your vaccine.
Give yourself a day off from that workout.
Take a break.
I'm a workout.
I was fine with that. I just laid in bed. You know, I was preparing. I was like, oh, I just got vaccinated. I can't help clean. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm really supposed to take it easy.
Back to the people being bored thing.
Okay.
Almost half of Americans say they plan on, quote, throwing the biggest party of their entire lives as soon as they possibly can.
Let's go crazy!
I just want to start having weekend jams again. I mean, I've really missed that.
Most people are actually talking about more than that. They want the red solo cup, the keg party, the loud music, the friends going crazy, as Bryn just mentioned. Mm-hmm. Actually, that was Frodo, but, you know.
Frodo.
What's that kid's name?
That's the guy's name.
Oh, no, I just know it's Yo Gabby. Is it Elijah Wood?
Yeah, it's Elijah Wood. He plays Frodo, right?
He's on that show on the regular?
No, he was a guest. He was the first.
Oh, and that was the Go Crazy song.
Yeah, you're right,
yes,
Vinny.
He's the guy. Well, they always do that. He's the guest dancer. So he comes on, and he teaches a dance.
Mm.
And I think his dance was the Puppet Master. So he teaches you the Puppet Master, and they show it. Is it sad that I know this? I've seen it 1,000 times.
You have children. It would be sad if you didn't know it.
And then he goes, and then they have all learned the Puppet Master, and then he goes, all right, let's go crazy. And then they just dance.
And they do.
Go crazy. Go
I
crazy.
Say, well,
go crazy.
So
it sounds profound.
Oh, you'd love it.
Profound.
I'm sure I would love it.
The survey also found this is about people throwing the biggest party of their entire lives as soon as humanly possible. The survey found that a lot of people plan to start going to things they used to avoid or flake out on, like baby showers, weddings, bachelor and bachelorette parties, anything to get the mother out of the house.
Right.
So if you're planning a birthday party, you'll likely have people showing up.
Yeah, don't overbook it. Now that you're talking about it, I'm like, God, I would love to throw a giant 4th of July party.
Well, you should.
I know. Well.
Let's do it.
What do you mean, well?
By then.
Because I don't want people who aren't vaccinated to come.
Then don't invite. Yeah, let them make sure they show their
so
card.
So you have
I have a bouncer
at the door.
Killjoy at the front door looking at COVID cards.
Have Riley stand there with his arm crossed.
Sorry, you can't come in. I just love
He's got a sword, right? I understand he's, handy with a sword, isn't he?
You know, he used to have a sword when he was a kid. But it was a plastic sword.
Oh, I thought didn't he get real swords from Chinatown?
I know we wanted one. I can't remember if we ever got... I don't think we ever got him a real sword. Maybe we did.
I think
but where is
wanna...
it? I don't... It's hidden.
Well, right.
I don't know where...
Around.
I don't think so, Ben. I'm not sure.
You go get him a sword, and then you put him at the front door, and then you make COVID cards.
Seems like it would be a very, very bad policy to buy your 7-year-old who wants a sword.
Oh, is that what I just did? I just... Oy.
No, no.
Right, I don't remember that. You're right.
I'm actually trying to remember if we ever did buy him an actual sword.
You wouldn't buy him a real sword at 7 years old, I'm sure.
I'm sure she did.
What about at 10?
No, I mean, swords are dangerous. The real ones that are
sharpened.
I'm
going to ask John if we ever did. No, listen, it wouldn't have been sharpened. Even those ones in Chinatown, they're
ladies
they're
and
not.
Gentlemen, none of this ever happened. I had a real drink problem. My brain is scrambled, and
That's
there's no
true.
Possible
that
way that I remember anything correctly.
Did we ever buy Riley a real sword?
Yeah.
When he was a kid.
Well, sorry, I'll Clarky. Bring my real sword for you guys for the party if you want me to.
Oh,
I'll
yeah.
You know what?
I don't want to be the bouncer, though. I just want to let Riley use it.
We used to make nunchucks all the time when I was a kid, and I probably have a brain injury from that as well. So I can make him a sick pair of nunchucks if he wants to learn how to use them and guard your house with those. How about
what
that?
What do you make those out of?
You buy dowels, you cut them off, you put little, what are they?
What do you get your dowels hooks? From? So you have to go to Home Depot or like?
Any hardware
Home
store.
Home Depot?
You actually.
Where's Home Depot?
Home Depot.
Oh, God.
You're going to stick on that, huh?
I noticed that too, sir.
Oh, you go to Home Depot?
Home Depot.
Home Depot. Home Depot.
Home Depot.
Home Depot.
God, can't say anything in the show.
That's true. That is true, actually. We all know that.
It is.
We've all been spanked by that lesson many a time.
Yeah, Sarah gave her son a sword at 7 years old, so.
Actually, we might have. I just, where would it be? Wouldn't we still have it?
I don't know.
I guess I just never go in that kid's room. Maybe he's got it displayed proudly above his desk. What do I know?
You don't go in their rooms?
Ugh, their rooms are disgusting. I don't even go in that wing. There's a bathroom. There's a bathroom and two bedrooms, and I never go there.
Is there any point where you hear a vacuum going on in any of that area, or is?
You know, here's what happens, Vinny. I say, you guys, here's some new sheets. Change your beds. Hey, the laundry machine's open. You should throw your clothes in there. And then Dad goes, hey, I put the bathroom cleaning stuff out in the hall, outside the bathroom. And the vacuum actually stays in a little closet right in their hallway, so they have access to it.
But you don't
hear it going, right?
Okay. Yeah.
I assume they clean like busy little elves after I've gone to bed.
All right. Sounds.
It's good. Perfect for me. I don't need that. That wing of the house could get chopped right off, and I wouldn't miss it because I never go in there.
Well. You'll miss it when they leave or one of them leaves you. I'm sure you'll put that. Maybe the naked gym comes back. Maybe something else gets done. Who knows?
I have big plans for both rooms.
I'm sure.
Someday.
Right.
All right.
All right.
How about a fast fact?
I love those, Vinny.
Fast. This is shocking.
Okay. Tell me.
Will Smith's part in Men in Black was originally offered to Ross from Friends.
No, it wasn't.
David Schwimmer turned down Men in Black, which...
He turned it down?
He turned it down, which Will Smith went on to obviously make a
iconic,
mountain of
right.
money.
Yeah. Well, Will gave it a whole nother vibe. It would have been goofy. It is goofy, but it would have been goofier if David Schwimmer had taken the part Ross from Friends. That's funny. I love hearing old, you know, imagining things that are really well known with someone else in that role.
Yep. There were more than 61 million people using pagers in 1994.
Oh.
Now there's only about 2 million.
And
that's mostly in hospitals.
Oh. I thought it was dealers.
Well, maybe.
Even dealers have cell phones now. Come on.
Yeah.
I suppose that's true, but you don't want anyone to be able to track you, do they? I don't know how that works.
Our text number, this is where you can send us your comments, your compliments, your questions, whatever they may be.
Yes.
800-400-3697. We enjoy you, so please send stuff.
Join in. Join the party.
The
Hump Day Party.
What was it that Bryn said on the red carpet that we all made fun of forever?
I think it was Home Depot.
Nikki, it's in Bank 10 over there on the left-hand side.
I'm a little slow right now, my arm. Yeah,
I know, poor thing. She's got to reach over.
Right. I'm glad you know that's all.
Yeah, I am too. A lot of people... We're texting in yesterday, like their horror stories, and I was like, "Oh gosh, I don't."
Yeah,
want to
I heard a lot of people had 3-day hard flu symptoms.
Yeah,
well, and if that happens, then you know the show takes a day or whatever. That happens, whatever.
Let's hear how Bryn rages.
Why did they even ask that question?
I have no idea, but it's the very
DeVille,
first one.
DeVille is here.
Oh, no, that's good. That's
it's bank
good
10.
Right there.
Bank 10. You
got to
hit
that.
I really
bank
like,
select
here,
10.
I'll play this.
Got it. I bought it. I like it. I want it. I bought it.
You know I can turn it. You off got now, it. Right?
I do know that.
Yeah.
That's really not my definition of raging at all.
There it is. Home Depot.
Hey, listen. It was loud there, okay? I was screaming and my voice cracked.
Let's hear it one more time, please.
Yes.
And I'm gonna silence Bryn so that he can't talk during it.
All right.
That's really not my definition of raging at all.
You're back.
Apparently,
I don't want to be.
209 likes the visual of Killjoy at the door checking vax cards with a sword.
Yeah, I think that's solid. No one will dare to step into our realm. Who dares pass these gates without their vaccination card?
Well, you're going to have to roll these weird-sided die. Maybe.
Here's a dodecahedron for you to roll. Hey, guys. Coming up in just a second here. Don't forget, Eddie Ift is coming up at 8, but Game of Thrones on Broadway. I mean, does it get better than this, people? Right after the
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.